Hi, my name is Jamila Okubo. I am a visual artist, surface pattern designer, and illustrator. I'm from Washington, D.C. I was born in North Carolina, but I was pretty much raised in D.C. So I used to live on Euclid Street, actually, during like my high school years. And that was when I was going to Words, Beats, and Life, which is a nonprofit org. I took classes at Sitar Arts Center also, which is also in the Adams Morgan area. I took like a sewing class there and some hip hop dance classes. I used to break dance at WBL and DJed and did graffiti. I just really dabbled in everything. My mom was really an advocate for me being in the arts and like supported that wholeheartedly. And then in high school, my junior year, I realized after like being involved with WBL and Sitar and The Fridge, I realized I really wanted to take art seriously. So then I transferred to Duke Ellington my junior year and I got in, which was so great because that was like life-changing. I went to Parsons and my freshman year I took a class, I think it was called like Print and Pattern. And my teacher just had us doing a lot of patterns on like Illustrator, and then we had to hand paint the patterns on like canvas or paper. And I was like, oh my God, I love making patterns. And I had always been interested in like African fabrics. So I was like, I want to design my own like African print fabrics because I'm a Black woman. I'm from the African diaspora. Like I'm going to put my like mark on the map. For like the past few years, like when I was in school, I was mainly, and I still am, focused on Conga fabrics, which are very popular in East Africa, and my dad is Kenyan. So that was like my way of connecting to my Kenyan roots and like culture, because I didn't really grow up around him. So when I would like make my own Congas, mainly I talk about like my cultural identity and like, to me, how complex it is and trying to figure out how I identify within these like multicultural identities. I talk about like Black history, Black culture, things that I think are important. In 2017, I collaborated with Christian Dior, the brand, and it's funny because they reached out to me via email and was like, hey, we're doing this project collaboration with artists and we've done it before and we want to collaborate with you. And I was just like, what? Is this real? Are you guys real? I always ask my potential clients, like, where did you find me? And Dior said that they had like found me on social media. They were looking up probably like African art or Black art. And they found me on the internet, and I was like, that's really cool. And it's funny because the brand that I just recently collaborated with, Lisa Gorman, or Gorman is the name of the brand, they're based in Australia, and I also asked her how she found me, the owner, and she was like, yeah, I was looking up, like, Black, like, disco 70s art, and your art popped up. And I was like, that's cool. Hashtags are key.
Jamila's work will be featured on the entrance of The Line DC in homage of the Cherry Blossom Festival from March 20th to April 14th. The featured work is called When There's a Will, There's a Way, Number 2. Here she talks about how that work came to be.
So I had designed like 3 congas for the first time, and each of them, so one of them was called Sister, the Alphabet is an Abolitionist, and that was talking about like the importance of education in the Black community, and also like a tribute to Ruby Bridges. The second one I did was called We the People of the African Diaspora, and that was just like a print of like people dancing and like disco like style clothing and like afros. So like I wanted to create some like empowering imagery through that design and like bright colors. And then the third one I did was called When There's a Will, There's a Way, and that was like a print of cotton, and that was inspired by my grandmother because she would always tell me about stories of like her picking cotton in North Carolina growing up. Our family members were like sharecroppers, but also like obviously slaves before then. I used those patterns, and then I ended up creating like silhouette illustrations, like a series of silhouette illustrations, and I wanted to make them really expressive and like vibrant and empowering, so I kind of just collaged those patterns onto the illustrations that I did, and that was one of the illustrations from that series. The mentors are here. There are plenty of artists who have moved to DC now or in the past like 5 to 10 years who are also mentors and can be mentors to like the youth who are like aspiring artists or creators or whatever field they want to like go in. Whatever your craft is, keep practicing every day if you can. I should take my own advice, but I highly recommend practicing your craft, like whenever you have the time, because you just never know when an opportunity might come up for you and you want to be prepared, you know. My website is www.jamilaokubo.co. My Instagram is Jamila Okubo, and I have a online shop on Ticktail, which is TICTAIL.com/JamilaOkubo.